AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The TV station of Lebanon's Hezbollah group says a top Hamas official, Salah Arouri, has been killed in an explosion near Beirut. The AP's Karen Chamas has the story.
Arouri, one of the founders of Hamas's military wing, had headed the group's presence in the West Bank. Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, had threatened to kill him even before the Hamas-Israel war began on October the 7th. Israeli officials declined to comment. The explosion shook the Lebanese capital's southern suburbs, causing chaos in the militant Hezbollah group's stronghold. Lebanon's state-run national news agency said the blast killed several people and was carried out by an Israeli drone. I'm Karen Chamas.
Officials say Israel will defend itself before the United Nations top court against charges it has engaged in genocide of Palestinians in Gaza. South Africa launched the case Friday at the International Court of Justice. Ukraine's two largest cities came under attack from Russian missiles that killed five people as the war approached its two-year mark. The Kremlin stepped up its winter bombardment of urban areas. The Kremlin's forces targeted Kyiv, the capital, and the northeast Kharkiv region. Former President Donald Trump is expected to appeal rulings from Colorado and Maine that ban him from the state's ballots, setting up a high-stakes showdown over a 155-year-old addition to the Constitution that bars from office those who engaged in insurrection. A federal judge ruled former county clerk Kim Davis, who refused to issue marriage licenses in Kentucky for same-sex couples, must pay a total of $260,000 in fees and expenses to attorneys who represented one couple. That's in addition to $100,000 in damages. A jury says Davis should pay the couple who sued. Officials in Japan are warning of the possibility of more earthquakes. The quakes that hit western Japan have killed at least 55 people. This is AP News. States and Congress are wrestling with cybersecurity at water utilities.
The hacking of a municipal water authority in a small Pennsylvania town by what the feds say were Iranian-backed hackers targeting equipment because it was Israeli-made is prompting new warnings from U.S. security officials. They say the dangerous hackers gaining control of automated equipment to shut down pumps that supply drinking water or contaminate drinking water by reprogramming automated chemical treatments. The efforts took on new urgency in 2021 when the federal government's leading cybersecurity agency reported five attacks on water authorities over 2 years, most of them by ransomware. I'm Julie Walker.
Finland and Sweden recorded their coldest temperatures of the winter. Temperatures dropped to 40 below Fahrenheit. The cold snap caused substantial problems for rail traffic in the Arctic North. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.